You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where Jason's not sitting right next to me because he was abducted by aliens, so it's a far way of telecommunicating with him right now.
David, they have me here. They want to speak to the National Security Advisor. You need to get in touch with them. They've taught me their language. I know a little bit what he's saying right now.
What is he saying, Jason?
He's saying they're going to anally probe me, and that also he has a cousin that is coming. Hold on. He has a cousin that's coming to L.A. in November and needs a place to stay.
Tell him I said bullshit. I want pictures of his penis in your butthole.
I don't want to tell him that, David.
Tell him that. What's he saying now?
He doesn't like that, David. He doesn't like that, and you'd think that you would be a little nice to me seeing that I've been fucking abducted by aliens, David!
All right.
Get me out of here!
All right. Roll the intro music. This is starting to scare me. And boom, that was the intro song by Bruce Wigner. He's one of our great friends. He hates Jason, which we still haven't figured out yet.
Yeah, and now people on the street are coming up to me.
And saying what?
And saying, why does Bruce hate you?
And what do you say to them?
And they're dead serious when they say it.
Well, because he hates you.
Yeah. What do I say?
Yeah.
I say, I did nothing to this man. He's a music producer. He's a talented guy. I was the one who went to Bruce. I went to Bruce and I said, hey, can you make us a theme song? He was nice about it.
To be fair, you made out with his girlfriend.
Oh, that's low to bring that up here on a public forum.
So. Well, it's just weird.
Well, jeez.
Because it's kind of unexpected, especially because he was working on our song. You'd think you'd have more respect for the guy.
His dog girlfriend?
Yeah.
I gave her a few kisses on the mouth. That's it.
All right. We all want to eat better. This is the worst transition, but I needed to get out of that stupid made-up scenario.
She had a dog named girlfriend.
All right. We all want to eat better, but when it comes to snacks, sometimes it feels like the whole world is delicious.
What is this?
What's what?
What are you doing?
I'm just reading the ad.
Nice. Okay. What's the ad?
Let me get to it.
Okay.
I like the build-up.
You told me to bring a lot of energy.
But it feels like the whole world is delicious and a billion calories versus boring and tasteless. It doesn't have to be that way. Up your snack game with Nature Box. Nature Box is over 100 snacks that taste good and are actually better for you. All snacks are made from high quality, simple ingredients, which means no artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners. So you can feel good about what you're eating. What are your favorite snacks, Jason? Don't just stare at me blankly.
Well, I have all the snacks in my room.
Okay.
That Nature Box sent. Well, I don't share them.
Let's be specific.
Well,
You have the wrappers of the snacks.
No, I have some stored away because they're that good. I have the lemon tea biscuits, the dried mango.
Oh, love those.
Cherry berry bonanza.
That is one of my favorite. And you're sure to find your new snack obsession at Nature Box. They add new snacks every month inspired by real customer feedback, the latest food trends, and professional chefs.
It's so simple. Just go to naturebox.com, choose the snacks you want, and NatureBox will deliver them right to your door. Yep, they do. That's how I got them.
What if you don't have a door?
Well, unfortunately, that's a very sad story. A lot of people are without doors in this country.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Just an open hallway?
If you don't have a door, the snacks come right in.
Seriously.
Which is great, actually.
Just straight into your mouth.
Yeah.
Well, the good part about Nature Box is there's no risk. If you ever try, we're sorry, Nature Box. We're trying to spice this up. If you ever try a snack you don't like, don't eat it. Nature Box will replace it for free. And right now, Nature Box is offering Views fans 50% off your first order when you go to naturebox.com/views.
Yes, that's naturebox.com/views for 50% off your first order.
It's naturebox.com/views. Guys, oh boy, do we have something to talk about on the podcast today. It is time. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You've earned it. I've told everyone the story, but David, we've been Jason, walking around for about 4 days.
So let me just break down what we're sitting on here. A couple days ago, actually like 3 weeks ago, we were picking up some drugs for one of my friends. I'm just going to be pretty clear with people.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't want to hide anything. And when we were picking up drugs, the drug dealer, he was in Granada Hills, and he invited me inside to his home, inside to the studio he lived at. And I went inside, and it was a very dark and mysterious.
We also thought this was the last time we were going to see you.
This was at like 1 a.m., and like everyone's in the car, and I get a text from our friend, and he's like, come inside, he wants to meet you. And I'm like, who wants to meet me? And so I go inside to this drug dealer's like loft or whatever, this house, and it's completely blacked out. It's, guys, it's a dungeon. It's a sex dungeon. There's chains from the walls. There's whips laying around. There's sex rooms. There's swing sets hanging from the ceiling. And it's all like satanic, super dark, very bloody, and like, you know, mysterious, like goth type of vibes. And it's terrifying, especially because I'm just like the most basic white kid, like from like the most, you know, simple suburb on the planet. This is like some real extravagant shit like I'm seeing. Yeah. And all my friends are in the car, and I come back just running to the car. I'm like, you guys won't believe what just fucking happened. And
right. And we're in the car like, Dave's been gone a long time.
Yeah,
man.
They're in the car. They're really worried. I come back and I have like 4 missed texts from like each one of them in the car. They're like, dude, where are you? We're about to call the police. What's going on? All super worried.
Yeah.
And turns out the dude invited me and my friends to a sex party. And I'm talking like straight up out the wazoo, like a real sex party. And by sex party, I mean like, I asked him, because I had no idea what a sex party was. I'm like, so people come here and have sex? And the guy's like, oh man, that's not all they do. Like, you have no idea what they do when they come here. Mm-hmm. And then he explained to me what they did last time. These sex parties happen once a month. And he was telling me that the last time that there was a sex party, there's people. This vlog's going to get a little gruesome. So if you're under the age of, I don't know, 45, we're sorry, because you're probably going to find all this uncomfortable. But he was talking about how there were girls and guys being drowned. And then they were being, you know, they were being fucked from the back while they're being drowned, and there's people being cut, and there's people being like, there's people bleeding, and they're having sex. Like, it's super dark. It's all consensual. Oh, it's all consensual.
Yeah,
yes,
they're not being
yeah.
drowned. They may be losing some air and coming back up.
Yeah,
again, I didn't see any of that. There was nothing like that in there.
Jason's like, yeah, no. But some serious like fetishes, like some serious kinks were going on at this party, and he invited me and my friends to go back to the party. So I told Jason about it. This was like 3 weeks ago. So I'm like, hey, Jason, in 3 weeks there's this party. We should go to it. I asked my girlfriend Liza, who is a sweetheart. I'm like, listen, we should go to the sex party because I can't imagine what goes on. And of course, she said, hell no. So we didn't go. But the best part about having Jason as a friend is you can throw him into anything and he'll go, well, especially when it has to do with sex.
No, I didn't want to go. I did this as research
yeah.
for the podcast, okay. for the listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but you know, from the start, when we got the text, I was like, I'm going. And I'm going to go for a story for the podcast. 100%
research.
100%.
No sexual desires at all.
No, it was all business. No one has to have sex with me. Well, you know that.
Yeah, I know.
So the funny thing was that there was just so much build up to it. Like,
yeah,
we were going all day Saturday. I actually looked kind of good. I got on a jacket.
Jason, okay, so long story short, Jason ends up deciding.
Tell him how gross I look all the time.
Jason looks disgusting all the time. I don't think I need to tell him. I think they're kind of just going to assume from how much we've talked about how you look. Jason looks disgusting all the time.
Because I'm working, dude. And before I was working with you, I was hanging out. I made one
Jason,
vine a day.
You're not the only person on the planet that works.
I work 80 hours a week.
Do me a favor. Take a trip down to Wall Street and tell me how many slobs you see going to financial buildings.
Oh, it's all slobs down
no,
there.
No, it's not. Okay, yes, anyway, long story short, Jason decided to go to the sex party, and he dressed up like a motherfucker. I mean, he looked like a goddamn Pegasus.
I didn't eat that day, so my jeans fit. It was great.
No, he looked really good. Like, this is the sharpest he's ever looked.
So yeah, we're getting the call goes out, buy the tickets. I'm like, okay. And no one wants to go.
Tickets are like $100, $150.
$150 for a guy.
So some people are a little bit like drawn back by it. So we end up getting our friend Corinna to come with.
Which I was really surprised.
Yeah.
Saturday I called David and said, we need to find a girl to go. She said yes.
She was 100% down. And then our friend Seth came. And then me and Brandon were the ones that were chaperoning. And we were driving. And we were going to drop them off and sit outside while they were done doing their sex party stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they went into the sex party.
First we went to your apartment to
hang out.
Okay, go ahead.
Before I hand it over to you, long story short, they went into the sex party. And then they came out, and they had Jason. I'll skip to the end right now. Jason got home at 9 a.m., and his roommates texted me at like 5 a.m. They're like, "Dude, where is Jason? Is he okay? Did you finally kill him?"
I got him at 7.
Okay, you got him at 7.
Listen.
Hold
okay,
on.
I'm taking it back.
Yeah.
Go.
No, you're gonna take it way back.
Okay.
And Jason had this wicked story of what happened. I don't know if it's crazy, but he has a story of what happened. And I have not been. Every time he's told a story, I've left the room because I wanted to experience it on the podcast for the first time. So this is the first time I'm hearing the story too, just because I wanted to have questions and react to it genuinely.
Major props to old Dave Dobrik for holding out for 5 days to hear this.
Every time
I've been telling everybody.
He's told literally everyone. He's gotten on a call with my mom to let her know.
Like, oh no, that does not sound good. It does not sound like a good Saturday night. Not lit, not savage in any way.
Alright, so now Jason is going to take it back and he's going to tell me all about the time he went to the sex party.
We went to your house, okay. First of all, and then you had the option. David really wanted to go.
I really wanted to go.
And you had the option to go. She said okay.
Liza gave me the okay, but like she gave me the okay. She's like, yeah, go ahead, go for it. And it wasn't even one of those like okays where it was like, yeah, do whatever you want. It wasn't even like that. Liza was genuinely just like, yeah, that's fine, just go for it. But I just felt so wrong.
I find that fascinating. I think a lot of people can relate to that. Like was that a trap? Like, if you had gone, would you have been in trouble? But I think the main thing was that you wouldn't have want her to go. So
yeah.
You didn't feel like...
The way I looked at it is if she asked me to go to the sex party, I would be like, fuck no, Liza, you're not going there. But at the same time, I'd be like, yeah, I'll go with you.
Right.
But I mean, that's not a fair way of thinking.
With a rug over your head.
No, but she was okay with me going, but I know that I wouldn't want her to go. So I was just like, forget it. I'll just sit in the car and have Jason experience all the bondage he can have.
And the other thing was...
Oh, and to be fair, if I was to go, I was obviously not going to partake in anything.
Obviously.
It was just to watch. Okay.
Of course. And also, Brandon and you and I had a giant argument about whether it was illegal or not. And you guys were so fucking arrogant for an hour,
Jason,
on your couch. It's illegal, Jason. It's illegal. No, it's illegal. You guys were, you're such little arrogant little shits who have not experienced the world
fuck
in
you,
any way.
Jason.
No, fuck you.
No,
fuck you. Because you know what? You can't say fuck you.
You know what?
Good. You can't say fuck you because I was right. It's
no,
perfectly legal.
Yeah, was it legal?
It is legal.
Why did it take you so long to get home?
Why did it take me so long to get
home? Because I was on Molly, thank you very much. Where'd you pick that up? At Walgreens?
I didn't do any Molly.
Yeah? You didn't do any Molly?
I didn't do any Molly.
Okay.
I didn't.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Then how'd you get home?
Let's go back to the... I'm going to tell you the story. You don't know the story.
Okay.
Okay. But next time, fucking
please don't stand on ceremony for an hour lecturing me about something you haven't been to, saying that it is illegal. Oh, you guys were so, the two of you,
Jason,
sitting there.
There were drugs, illegal drugs being passed around. It is not.
You weren't there. There weren't illegal drugs being passed around.
Jason, don't play with me.
Again, you weren't there. You didn't experience. So don't think.
Look me straight in the eyes.
I am. I'm looking right into a fucking dipshit's brain.
And tell me
right now.
Tell me right now, motherfucker, that you didn't do Molly.
I didn't do any Molly.
Swear on your kids?
Swear on my kids.
Well, then your kids are dead.
My kids are dead to you.
Okay, go ahead.
You're dead to my kids. I'll play. Fuck, I fucked that up.
I'll play this game with you.
All right, let's play it along.
And I'm going to pretend like you didn't do Molly, okay?
Okay, great.
I'll just pretend.
Okay.
But I know what happened because I have eyes on the inside.
Really?
Yeah. And let me tell you this. I'm going to let you say your side of the story, and then I'm going to come in with how I know you did Molly.
I love your side of the story that you weren't there. It's great. I love when you think you fucking know everything.
Okay,
like how the club was illegal when you'd never been there.
Okay, tell the story.
Announce whatever you want.
Tell the story.
Or how you'll be
Oh my God.
What?
I've had enough. Tell the story.
Okay, so we go in there. Everyone recognizes me from YouTube. I sign, take a bunch of pictures. No, not one person recognized me. We go in there. We're just really tense walking in there. We're like, we have no idea what to expect. We go to the wrong floor. Corinne and I are walking with like three really hot girls to like the eighth floor. And I'm like, oh shit, this is going to be fucking insane. And they're like touching Corinna already in the hallway.
Wow.
And I was like, this is fucking going to be lit. And we get like 2 feet away from the door. They're like, are you here for Bethany's birthday party? And Corinna and I are like, oh no. Actually, we got the wrong. We're going to something else. Like, it'd be so funny if we went into the birthday party. We're like, this is pretty crazy.
You just start taking your pants off.
Yeah.
You put your penis in the cake. Who wants to take turns licking this icing off? But
then we go in.
Yeah.
And the first thing you see is a woman walking another woman on all fours. And the woman has a bone in her mouth.
Oh, like walking her on a leash.
On a leash.
And is she naked? What is she wearing?
She's got underwear on, but you can see her butt.
Yeah.
Dave's like, I've never seen a naked woman. I'm like, talking to a 15-year-old.
I'm like, so like panties or like a thong?
These were like leather panties.
What?
And a mask, like a cat mask on, Catwoman.
Exactly.
She's being led around on all fours.
Like straight up out of like an erotica movie.
Exactly.
So it was super cliche the second you walked in.
Yeah. And again, you know the space. It's not very big.
Yeah, it's not big.
Not at all. There's a woman to the left swinging her hips, and another woman's playing with her breasts. And wow. And they're obviously paid to be there.
They're performers.
They're starting the party.
Yeah.
So then we get there, and
I came in my pants, so I had to go. I had to go back home and get a change of pants.
I Ubered back to Studio City, changed my pants, got there, came again.
But luckily,
was smart, brought a second pair. And so we got in line. There's a lot of couples there.
Okay.
A lot of couples and very nice people.
Yeah.
Very nice. Talking to couples. And you know, I'm like striking up a lot of conversations with people. But then in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, they must think that I want to fuck them, you know?
Yeah.
So then that kind of created some weirdness. But I met a lot of nice people and then got some drinks. And they came over and they were like, you guys are VIPs or whatever, because our friend
hooked it up. Yeah.
Hooked it up or whatever. We're like, yeah, okay, whatever. So then they brought us to the VIP section.
Wow.
And we started drinking.
Okay.
And it was one bottle of Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
For me and my friend. And Corinna doesn't drink.
Yeah.
And smartly, I kept being like, do you want a water? Do you want anything?
This dick.
And she was like, no, I don't want anything. Nothing. Nothing. Yeah. So
it's probably a good idea.
Which is a good idea.
In parties like that, to not drink anything.
Which is a good idea. So then I strike up a conversation with a woman who's in her 60s.
Wow. And that's so like you.
Yeah. and another dude who's in his 50s.
Okay.
And they're overweight, just for detail.
Okay.
Okay. The woman's very, very overweight.
Okay.
And but they're great people, great people. And like, I'm hitting it off with the guy. Like, we're talking about things I haven't talked about with anyone, like we were talking about,
like how to love your kids.
No. A little more
in the middle of a sex party.
Yeah, no. Like we were talking about.
Does your kid go to the elementary school on the? You guys know each other from the PTA meetings.
We were talking about like Dave Chappelle's special in detail. Like this joke, that joke, that joke. Like, oh wow, and it was like kind of cool.
You guys hit it off.
We really hit it off.
Yeah,
we're having a really good time. And then she says, "I'm gonna make you a drink." And I was like, I was already kind of drunk, and I was like, "Oh yeah, no. We have so much. We have a full bottle of Jack between, you know, us. And I'm not gonna drink a full bottle of Jack." And then again, she makes it for me, and I go, "Oh, why did you do that?" Like that, like meaning like, oh, you didn't have to do that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
too
yeah.
nice. I don't need to drink your alcohol. And he says, because I told her to.
What?
He says, because I told her to.
What do you mean?
Like, he looks me in the eye, like, because I told her to.
That's kind of scary.
He was kind of scary.
Why are you touching my leg?
I thought that was your penis.
I keep going.
And I take the drink and I fucking bomb it down.
Yeah.
And so then.
That doesn't sound right.
No. So then from there, things get super hazy.
Oh, okay. So you did do Molly.
No.
Except it was disguised in your drink.
Okay. So from there, I watch a guy get a blowjob from another guy.
Wow.
I watch a girl get a blowjob. Corinne and I watch a sex show, a dildo sex show.
What's that like?
It's just like a girl on all fours and another girl
just stabbing her.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ!
And
it's all right in your face.
Yeah, it's literally like, hey guys, Patricia's gonna get slammed with a dildo in like 2 minutes. If you want to run over to the red corner, you know, and everybody picks up their drinks and like, oh well, Patricia's my favorite. You know, like it's like that.
Holy cow!
And it's odd. It's odd to be there with your two friends, and these two friends that we went with are all kind of. We're all friends with them, and it was just odd to be there with those two.
Yeah, because it was...
And because we're all watching someone get fucked, and then we're like... And then, yeah.
It's like being in like a dream that you don't want anybody to know that you're dreaming it.
Very well said.
Yeah.
Very well said. Because I looked over at Corinna, and like she's just in completely focused, just watching these two girls have sex.
Yeah.
And she didn't do anything or make out with anyone or anything. But, you know, in that moment, you're like,
"But was
what's
it,
up, Corinna?
Was it...
This is crazy, huh?
Did it almost feel like in the moment, did it almost feel like when you enter that room, everyone kind of gave consent? Or was it still really like, you can't touch me unless I want to have sex with you?
It wasn't like everyone gave consent, but it was like, this is totally normal and no one should feel any shame for like enjoying this.
If my girlfriend Liza went in there, right? Would I have to be scared or would she have to be scared with men just coming up to her and grabbing her?
Not at all.
Oh, it's not like that.
No, it's not like that at all. No.
So it's just like a bar.
Yes.
It's like the same rules of like a regular bar.
Yes.
Except there's Patricia being pounded by a rhinestone dildo.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. That makes sense.
Then we watched a spanking show for a while. Then a regular woman.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
It's your ex-wife.
Susan? A regular girl gets up there, and she's pretty drunk. She goes, enough of this. She's like, my turn. Takes off all her clothes.
Wow.
Straps in her hands.
Okay.
And sticks her butt out, and then gets fucking, like, badly spanked. Like, it looked like it hurt. Like, I don't know. And I didn't, and I don't know.
Like, almost like a beating.
Just like a psh, psh.
Wait, what was she getting spanked by?
Like a crop, a riding crop.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and that person was masked. So that was like, the sex part of it wasn't so much fun. What was fun was like just talking to regular people that, just not having any inhibitions at all. Not being at a party and not feeling bad for thinking, oh, I love those girls, that girl's tits. Because that's usually when I go to a party, you're like, for example, like when I first got there, there was a girl like sucking another girl's breasts.
Yeah.
And I like walked over And I,
you made some stupid joke.
No, hey, eat up. Hey, somebody's hungry. Get after it. Don't worry, I'm getting out of here. But no, my first instinct was to like, I turned away, you know, because it's like none of my business.
Because you didn't want to look. Oh, yeah,
but no, they want you to look. Like they want you to look. That's why you're there.
Yeah, that's so strange. That I can't wrap my.
If
head
they
around.
Didn't want you to look. Then they would go in one of the private rooms.
Like your first instinct was, oh, shoot. Like you don't want to be rude.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So then we start dancing. And I'm fucking having a fucking grand old
What time is it right now?
I have no idea. I guess what time did you pick up Corinna? 3?
Yeah, 3.
Okay. So yeah. So at 3, I'm fucking zooming. Like having the best time.
Okay.
And talking to everybody, like talking like about everything, and there's people making out with each other, and I made out with a girl.
Wow!
But then right after I was making out with her, she just jumped to another dude and started making out with him.
And I'm assuming there was a lot of prostitutes there.
There were some prostitutes there.
That's the one you made out with?
No, that one
$30
was
bucks.
No. I no, the one I made out with was not a prostitute. But so then from there. I'm out. I don't know. I don't know what happened. And I black out from 3 a.m. And this has never happened before. I've never been blacked out. I don't know what happened from about like 4 a.m. to 7 a.m.
Okay.
No idea. I get that my next memory is I'm on this street, on our street, in Studio City.
Uh-huh.
I am
and you're sucking on someone's titty on our street, and God's watching.
The landlord's titty.
Oh no!
No, and I'm on the street, and I'm just like hanging out. I'm in front of a house, but I think I'm in West Hollywood, but I'm actually in Studio City because the street looks similar. This is actually really hard for me to retell the story because it's making me sick to my stomach.
So you were
because it was such a bad night.
You have no idea how you ended up back on your street.
Well, I do because I like do you later remember? On Sunday, I got more information from people. But at this point, I have no idea. And I think I'm in West Hollywood. Two police officers come up.
Oh, no.
And they're like, what are you doing? And I was like, nothing. I'm just standing here. And they're like, no, you're not. You're walking to people's doors. You're banging on doors. You're knocking on doors and you're going through people's front yards.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
And I go, I was? And they go, yeah. And I go, I am so sorry. I go, I was at a party and I got roofied. I don't know what happened.
Oh, like that. My God.
And they go, they don't believe me.
Okay.
They're like, do you live here? Do you live in this neighborhood? And I do, but I don't think I'm in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's all messed up. I go, no, I don't live here. I go, I live in Studio City.
And they're like,
and they're like,
Studio City?
They said to me, like, where in Studio City? And I'm like, I don't remember what happened, but I did say that. And then they're like, get out of here. Get out of this neighborhood now. Get the fuck out of here. And I was like, yeah, totally. And I'm trying to walk to my friend's house in West Hollywood.
I wish you got arrested.
I know.
Oh, bailing you out in the morning.
I know.
I would have had the biggest smile on my face. I would have been like, Jesus Christ.
You're such an evil person.
Right, go.
So then I walk out. I keep walking out of the neighborhood because I have no choice because they're going to arrest me if I don't.
Yeah.
So I walk to La Cienega. But it's not La Cienega, it's Laurel. Because that's the next busy street. And I'm like, oh God, I'm here, I'm home. But I have no idea how I got here.
Oh, shit.
Then I go to the gas station. Now I'm walking and people start talking to me, friends of mine. So literally I would be walking with David Dobrik and you'd be talking to me. You'd be like, I don't know, man, I didn't really love the last vlog. And I'd be like, it's okay, man, you know, like it'll get better. And David, I fucking turn my head. Watch how fast I turn my head. And I come back and you're gone. And you're gone. And I'm like, where the fuck did David go? Like, yeah. I was just fucking talking to David. So then.
Can I say the thing?
Yeah, jump in.
I got a call from Todd.
Yeah.
Can I
tell this part?
Yeah, okay, go.
All right, let me tell this part.
Yeah.
Because this is the best part of the story.
Okay, yeah.
So I finally figure out where I am. I go to the gas station. It takes me like 10 minutes to decide which way to walk. And I finally am like, now I'm on our street. I'm four houses from our street. And I know where I am. I'm like, I'm alive. I'm okay. I'm going to get through this. I'm okay. It was fucked up, but I'm going to be fine.
Yeah.
I don't have my jacket. I don't have my phone. I don't have my keys.
Okay.
And my fucking, and I've fallen. I fell 8 times in the 3 hours I was walking around. Because I do remember, I kept falling.
Where was your walker? Did you leave it at home?
Fucking at your mom's house after I fucking banged her out. Okay, so then I get about three houses away from our house.
Yeah.
The neighbor's house. I see Todd in his pickup truck.
Oh, awesome.
Hat on backwards, like looking like Todd, really good. Like that.
What time is this?
This is at 7 a.m.
Okay, so Todd's just out and about at 7 a.m. Like yeah. He's ready to go somewhere.
Yeah, right. Which would never happen on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Todd's our friend. He likes to drink. He's very good looking, whatever. I have the most mundane fucking conversation with Todd. I go, Todd, what's up, man? And he goes, Jason, I'm just checking out this yard sale. There's no yard sale. Not only is there no yard sale, there's no Todd or truck. Come to find out.
How'd you figure that out?
Wait. I go. He goes, I'm thinking about buying this table. I go, do you need some help? He goes, nah, I got it. No problem. It's pretty light. And I go, okay, cool. Is the door open? Because I'd lost my keys.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, it's open. I'm like, oh, cool, man. Todd's up. I can hang out with him when he brings that table back from the yard sale. I go up to the front door. It's locked.
Okay. Like, Todd lied.
Yeah, Todd lied. I'm like, what's Todd doing? I might call, like, why did he say that?
Is Todd fucked up? Is he drunk?
Yeah.
You reprimand Todd when you see him in the next morning. Todd, what was wrong with you last night? All right.
Side door, nothing.
And then?
And then, finally, I knock on the back door.
Yeah.
And Todd comes out, like, really tired in his boxers. He's like, hey. Because you know Todd doesn't get up at 7 a.m. He opens the door, and I go, hey, man. Were you just at a yard sale? Like that. He goes, No, man, I'm sleeping. It's 7 a.m. Why would I go to a fucking yard sale? And I go, oh, Todd. Oh, man. And then I went in the house, got to my desk, tried to like text people. No one's up, obviously. And then I went to sleep for a while. And then Scott and Todd woke me up at like two in the afternoon, and it was the fucking worst day of my life. It was so bad.
Jesus Christ.
And so then the other information that I got as the day went on was I tracked the Uber.
Oh, so you took an Uber?
I did. Well, I went online. I didn't have my phone, but I went online and checked my Uber account. And so I call the guy, and he's like, my friend. Are you okay? Are you okay? He goes, I was very worried about you, my friend. You scared me. You scared me last night. I tried to take you to the front door, but you tell me you do not want to go home. My friend, you talk last night the whole way home to a man named Seth. You have long conversation with a man named Seth. There is no one next to you, my friend. I keep saying to you, who are you talking to? My friend. Then you try to make out with a girl named Corinna. In the back seat.
Is this real?
Yeah. There is no girl in the back seat, my friend.
This is 100% real.
Yeah, 100% real.
Jesus Christ.
Then you are shivering. You are cold. I worry about you, my friend. And, yeah. And then never found my jacket. And it was fucking awful.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I got fucking roofied.
You think you got roofied?
Yeah, I know I did. Because Corinna said when she saw the guys pour the drink, she was like, that's weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's not what I heard.
That's fine. I know what happened.
No, okay. I mean, I believe you. I just heard that you took a Molly and it was game over after that. I heard that you guys were so bad that this was like, keep in mind, this is like a sex party. And you guys were asked to leave. Seth told me, he's like, it was like 5 a.m. and I was, and this was Seth. This was Seth speaking about himself.
No, I wasn't asked to leave.
I know, but Seth. Yeah. Seth was like, I was asked to leave because I was misbehaving so much.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what he was doing. I didn't see him, and I don't remember. But I wasn't asked to leave. They put me in an Uber.
So
that's how I found out I got into
Moral of the story is you're definitely not going back.
No, no, I'm going back on Saturday.
That's ridiculous. And I really, really wish I just would have been there to just watch it all unfold.
I wish you would have been there so you would have taken me out of there.
Just to watch. I wouldn't have taken you out of there.
You
I wouldn't
have?
I would have been the one pouring you the drink. I would have been like to the guy, hey, that's definitely roofied, right?
Can we get another one of those?
I have a vlog on Monday and a podcast on Thursdays. We really need to amp it up here. Little do you know is I put everything together. Dude, I mean, that's like straight up out of a horror movie.
Yeah, it was
like,
bad.
That's the
I've never blacked out in my life. Ever.
That's
like, you know, when people are like, I don't know, man, I got drunk last night, I blacked out. Like, my friends always say that. Never.
You genuinely, like, actually completely blacked out. I mean, Jesus. Next time, I'm going to go with you and I'm going to take care of you. But you know what the most important part about being taken care of? And you know what the most important part of that night was?
I do.
It was getting to your bed. Because
into my Brooklinen sheets.
Into your Brooklinen sheets. Buying great sheets is an easy way to upgrade your life. The right sheets can make or break a good night's sleep and help you find better and more well-rested every day. Even though quality sheets make for quality sleep, most high-end bedding is marked up more than 300% by the time it reaches the store. Brooklinen makes quality luxury sheets and bedding accessible to everyone.
Brooklinen was founded in April 2014 by husband and wife team Vicky and Rich Fullup on the philosophy that people deserve simple, beautiful home essentials without the luxury price.
Brooklinen cuts out unnecessary markups and manufacturing waste in order to offer exquisite designs and exceptional savings across their collection.
Brooklinen is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world because people love these products. Their sheets have over 12,000 five-star reviews.
They have versatile colors and patterns that you can mix and match to effortlessly complete any decor.
This is luxury bedding, underpriced. You got to try these sheets today, and I have them on my bed. Chickie puts them on. Put them on Tuesday.
These are some badass sheets. Brooklinen has an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code VIEWS at brooklinen.com.
In fact, Brooklinen is so confident that you'll love their new sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try, guys.
The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code VIEWS at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code VIEWS.
Yeah, and I have these sheets. They sent me them. They're
Brooklinen.
How have you been sleeping lately?
I've been sleeping pretty solid.
You sleep good?
I didn't go to that party. We actually went to Panda Express.
I think that's just as interesting. What did you do? Because the funny part was that David was willing to wait for us.
Yeah, let me tell you. I had a rough night as well.
Don't fucking even.
Well, I went to Panda.
Try to compare your night to my night.
You know
night.
What? You try eating Panda Express at 2 a.m. and dealing with that tummy ache.
Is that what you did?
That shit was an explosion.
Oh, that's awful.
I would have rather been drugged than having to deal with that Panda Express again.
Some would say you were drugged.
We just went to Panda Express. And
No, you didn't just go to Spanish Fest. There was another 3 hours not reported there.
No, we literally just went to Panda Express and we sat
really?
Outside
That's
the curb.
It?
Yeah.
We sat and talked?
Well, yeah, we sat and talked in the car and then we went to Panda Express and then we were on USC campus. Uh-huh. So everything, it was, you know, there was a bunch of students out and outside the Panda Express were, I shit you not, six different piles of puke.
Oh.
Which to me was like, first of all, it should have been a red flag. It should have been maybe go to McDonald's or go just fucking home. but I was just like, you know what? I know orange chicken personally. I've had it. Yeah. And that's never happened to me.
Yeah.
And so I fucking stuck it up. I'm like, I'm going to go get a bowl of orange chicken. And I did. And it sucked. And it wasn't a good idea. It was 2 a.m., 1 a.m., whatever it was. And yeah, I felt like shit. And Brandon was complaining the entire time because he thought he got food poisoning. And Brandon's a hypochondriac.
Yes, he
is. So listening to him the entire car ride saying, yo, you think orange chicken can like poison you?
He's the worst.
Should we stop by the doctor's office before we go home?
Am I going to die? He's the worst with that.
Yeah. So
he's genuinely a hypochondriac. I've never known a hypochondriac.
I've never met real hypochondriacs. It's actually really, really scary. We were with him once and he hit his head on my car door. And we were going to USC tailgate. So like we were going to watch the football game. And instead of coming out with us and maybe walking it off or getting something to eat or drink food, he sat in my hot car.
It was 100 degrees.
It was like 100 degrees. He sat in my hot car for like 3 to 4 hours just waiting for us to get back. That's the kind of person a hypochondriac is. Guys, we're ending the end of the show, but before we end it, I have to let you guys know we're going to have a live show this Saturday coming up in San Francisco. It's too late to buy tickets because you guys messed up. You guys should have already bought tickets. But where there's a good chance we're going to go out to New York, possibly have a show, possibly a show in Boston, and possibly a show in the Vernon Hills, Chicago area.
So around Thanksgiving.
Around Thanksgiving. So be on the lookout for all the... Jason's background on his phone is himself.
Well, that's to remind me to plug my merch. It's a picture of me and my merch.
That's just a picture of you holding a dog.
In my merch, in my mouth, my tattoo mouth tee, see?
Okay, so guys, also
buy... Sorry you brought it up.
Also buy... Okay, yeah, maybe that was like a whole plot to have me bring it up. Also buy Jason's merch. Go on fanjoy.co.
Say something about my phone.
Also buy buy his merch at fanjoy.co/Dobrik and /Nash or whatever it is.
Yeah, and I'm psyched. San Francisco is going to be amazing. We have a lot of special things planned for you guys. No, so if you're, yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
For San Francisco.
Do we?
Yeah, we do.
Hmm. Like what? Like a podcast?
Huh?
Like we're putting on a podcast?
There's some special things happening.
Are you going to be naked?
I'm going to take a roofie. I'm going to roofie David.
Please, anything to end that show. Get that over with. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm very nervous.
I am looking forward to it. I can't wait.
No. It's 100% going to be a lot of fun.
We're flying up on Saturday morning.
We're going to fly up there. We're going to only be there for a day. So if you're in San Francisco and you want to see us, you better hurry up because you won't see us. You won't see us there for too long.
Yeah, and thanks to everybody buying all the Views merch. There's tons of tweets and Snapchats I get in those t-shirts.
Sorry this podcast was so... maybe it felt like short because it was one continuous story. But, I mean, guys, I've been waiting for this sex story for a really long time. And these sex parties happen once a month. So remember, if you happen to run into Jason Adam... Just look out for the guy, okay?
Yeah, take me home with you.
If you happen to see Jason at a sex party, go up to him, tap him on the shoulder, and just tell him it's time to go home. No matter what point of the night it is, just send the poor guy home. He has two kids.
I think it's odd. Like, I think it's bad that I'm living my life for content sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when I was at the party.
Jason, you're literally living a 20-year-old's life.
David, I'm not living a 20-year-old's life. I'm living a life.
You are knocking door to door and buying tables at garage sales. That's only what a 20-year-old would do. You have two kids at home, Jason.
David, I'm here to experience life.
You're like, I know, and that's why I went and got myself roofied. Do you know what it's like to have two kids?
But no, I do worry about that because I was at the party and I was like, I can leave. I want to leave. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was like...
But Patricia's starting in 30 minutes. I can't leave now.
No, but I was like, nothing's happened yet.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I was like, I've been doing this for either my vlog or your vlog. And I ended up not putting it in my vlog because it's like too sexual.
Yeah.
But, you know...
No,
I guess I can't do that any. I don't know. I'm not living the life of a 20-year-old. I'm living the life of someone that wants to experience things so I can create things. That's the life I'm living.
No, I was totally kidding.
Oh.
But you definitely did do Molly. All right, well, that's all the time we have. I'll see you guys later next week on Views. My name's Jeff, and that was Jason. Bye, guys.